It's Monday, the day we read from commentator Andrei Kadrescu's mail. Well, actually, this is the first Monday we've ever done it, and we'll let Andrei do the reading.
The following email messages from strangers came within minutes of one another and provoked me to two different responses. The first became an exchange, to the second there was no answer. Any listeners who can tell me why wins a drink from me at Molly's if I'm there after you hear this. Here they are. Dear Professor Kadrescu, Wikipedia credits you with the poetic near truth that a sea squirt larva has a brain, but that when it finds its perch, it has no further use for it and eats it. I am thinking of using this example in my writing, and if I do so, I will want to acknowledge it correctly. So please tell me if the Wikipedia account is essentially correct, and if so, where in your work I can find the story. Sincerely, Paul Breiterman, Professor of Chemistry, University of North Texas. Dear Professor Breiterman, not very good at Wiki and using dial-up besides, but the information is accurate. I did say that somewhere, but it would take an army of grad students to dig it up. I'm also not sure where I dug it up myself, so if you credit the truth, I can't help you, but if you credit the metaphor, I'll take it. Andrei Kadrescu. Professor Breiterman to me. So something like, has no further use for its brain, and in the words of the poet and essayist Andrei Kadrescu, eats it, would be acceptable. This all relates to a very serious point. The close evolutionary relationship between notochords like the sea squirt and vertebrates like you and me, and the way that developmental gene kicks in at different points in the life cycle and can dramatically affect the outcome. Andrei Kadrescu to Professor Breiterman. Absolutely acceptable. Your work does sound very serious indeed. Do you think it possible that we are devouring our brain right now by amusing ourselves to death, for instance, or that there is a point at which we are literally going to go notochord? I know I'm asking you to speculate way outside your research, but what would make such a gene kick in? Why do they kick in, or back, like that, anyway? Don't have to answer these. I just can't help essaying. Paul Breiterman to me. I think you can have a lot of fun with these ideas. To be technically accurate, I am a chemist, not a biologist, and had to look it up. You should say, go tunicate. The notochord is actually the structure similar to a backbone present in immature sea squirts. So, in a sense, and in this idea, I would like to retain my own intellectual property rights. We are all sea squirts that never grew up. If any of this sees the light of day ever, I will make sure you get a copy. Second email message. Andrei, I am a producer for ST Entertainment, and we are having our annual Fear Fest event on Stars, and all months long on STV On Demand. This year the theme is Haunted America, and we will be down in New Orleans and are very interested in your participation in discussing vampire lore. I will be scouting New Orleans this Friday and was wondering if we could meet. I hope this works out. SH, Senior Producer, Stars Entertainment. I didn't answer that one.
Andrei Kadrescu is a professor of English at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge.